This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:46, 14 till 10. Time to get you some weekend winners. We have been on one hell of a run with JR from Taken Vegas. And I got to tell you, JR, the lady at Boomtown's, shouldn't have said that, lady at the sportsbook. I don't mean endorse anybody, but that's where I happen to do my betting. The lady at the sportsbook is looking at me cockeyed.
Well, hopefully you took advantage of that other big, I mean, I gave you another blowout winner last week.
I told you
Kentucky would not be able to take advantage of Tennessee in a third matchup, and obviously they got the job done. Tennessee did not show up for the Elite Eight, obviously. They did win easily in the Sweet 16 against Kentucky. And now we've got four number ones going to the Final Four. I'm pretty excited about it. The four best teams really did make it to the end. This only happened one other time back in like 08. And we're going to see a lot more of this, Tommy. I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, you're going to see this a lot more years than not, and that's because of the transfer portal. You know, all this talent that used to hang out down in the mid-majors, you know, the GWs, the George Masons, the San Diego States, that talent, as soon as the year is over, they're hopping onto that transfer portal, and they're going to be going to Michigan. They're going to be going, you know, to these top-name schools. So it's going to be tough, man. The mid-majors are going to – the Cinderella story, I think, has come to an end in college basketball. And I think there's a lot that's got to happen in college sports in order to be able to make it a more fair playing ground for everybody moving forward. And I think there's a lot of talks that's going to be happening in this offseason. So here's what I'm doing. Okay, first off, I've got a blowout winner in the Final Four happening tomorrow. Big game. I could tell you that I've also got some strategies I'm setting up for my clients right now, because there's a time of year that we can really take advantage of some middles, some hedges. So here's what I want you to do. Text the word win to the number 545454. Okay, I'm going to give you the point spread winner absolutely free. Blowout winner again. College basketball blowout winner, Final Four action tomorrow, absolutely free via text message. When you text the word win to the number 545454, you'll get hit right back with a text giving you that blowout winner free of charge. Again, text win to the number 545454. And it's not just about the one game, guys. I mean, this is the last interview I think we're doing this season, Tommy. I'll be back, of course, hopefully next year if you'll have me. And you know, we love making people money, but if you haven't made the call or the text, this is the last shot you got going into the summer, where we're going to have strategies set up for baseball and NBA. I mean, we're going to kick butt right up until the opening of college football next year.
Let's talk about with the transfer portal, JR, how what you do becomes even more important, because it's all about movement of money. It's about math. It's about multiples. It's not hard to keep track of, is what I'm trying to say, even if you are looking at it independently and with your mind, not your head.
Yeah, you know, and this is something that's obviously been pretty new to the sport in general, and we had to start trying to pick up on it very early. One of the decisions I made for the last couple of years is to just not give out games for the first 2 to 3 weeks of the season, so that we can get a good idea of how some of the new personnel, some of the transfers, are going to gel with some of the new teammates, and as well with the new coaching staffs, the new schematics. You know, you may have a kid that's been playing, you know, just fantastic in a particular program, makes that transfer, and because it's not really the type of game that he plays, unfortunately, his numbers are way down. And then there are some other guys that want to be playing, you know, in a 3-4 as opposed to the 4-3 that they're in, and they get in there and they're lighting it up. So you got to know what you're looking at. You got to really get a grasp on, you know, really letting things kind of play out a little bit. And we've had a lot of success with, and especially, listen, my documented record in top plays in college basketball this year is near 66%. It was was over 70% 3 weeks ago. Had a small slide there, which did take away from the percentage, but we're still killing it. We got clients making so much money off these kinds of numbers, and it's because of that type of money management and, you know, the decision to not make a move for the first 2 weeks of the season. Waited really until we got into conference play before we started doing some really, you know, big work in college basketball leading up to what has been just a phenomenally successful tournament so far. And believe it or not, the worst tournament I've had in the last 7 years documented, but still 22-10 so far since the beginning of the big dance, and I could not be more excited about the Final Four in the national championship.
So when it comes to that 66%, you're candid, and what I appreciate about you is you admit you're not going to win every game. It's impossible.
No.
Nobody does that unless you're, you know, Nostradamus or somebody. But it's all about picking your shots and managing your money and knowing when to go and when not to go, and that's what you do, right? That's your service?
Yeah, it truly is. And that's, you know, I like the wording you use, because one of the things I don't do is something you just said. I don't take shots, right? Mm-hmm. Some guys like to go out there and roll the dice. They're going to bet the hard way. They're going to bet that pass line on the first roll. That's not me. I am slow and steady wins the race. I like to build reserves. I like to get guys built up over time, get those coffers built up. You know, if we're going to have the type of success we do, if we're going to hit 65, 66% of games, that doesn't mean we're just going to go 2-1, 2-1, 2-1 every week, right? You're going to have runs in there, 7, 8, 9 in a row that you're going to win. You may even have 2 or 3 in a row that you lose, which is helpful. I'd like that to happen because we're going to lose minimal amounts when we revert back to our original unit bet. So, you know, I'll have guys literally add a progression. Let's just say you started off with a $1,000 bet as a simple number. You win a game and you increase by, let's say, anywhere from 25 to 100% on each game thereafter that you win. So you may go from 1,000 to 1,500 to 2,500 to 3,500 to 5,000. And then when you lose, you revert back to your 1,000, right? And if you lose a couple in a row, you're only losing 1,000 at a time. Meanwhile, on the way up, you built up those reserves because you kept taking money off the table and increasing your unit size at the same time. So, I mean, look, there's a lot of strategies. I've done this a long time. I know what works. I know what's the best time of the year to put in and procure certain strategies as opposed to, you know, other ways of doing business. Like at the beginning of the year, when it's a little more steady, we're betting pretty much the same amount on multiple games throughout multiple weeks. And once we've gotten built up, then we'll increase that unit size. So again, different strategies for different circumstance and different bankrolls.
Tell me real quick a success story. I don't want you to mention any names. Just tell me one success story from this area of a client you have.
I tell you what, my best success story is a guy not in your neck of the woods, but is actually out of Virginia. We'll refer to him as RC.
Okay.
Guy makes maybe $300,000, $350,000 a year between him and his wife, a good living. And this is a guy that came into this, you know, eyes wide open. His first bet back in September was $1,000 on a game, and we've turned that into nearly $2.5 million so far this year. Real numbers, guys.
Wow.
He's paid me close to $500,000. I will be doing more, obviously trying to solidify his spot and wants to do business with us again next year. And we're even talking about ways for him to be able to get other people to start being able to put in games for him, because obviously the more you win, these books, they're not very nice. They start to limit you when they see you coming in trying to move big, big numbers. So, I mean, look, again, let me give you a blowout. There's a game tomorrow I love in the Final Four. I believe it to be an absolute annihilation. It's yours absolutely free. I'll send it to you via text message. Text the word WIN to the number 545454. I'll give it to you for free, no strings attached. If you're interested in doing business, look, you know how to get in touch with us. It'll be in the text message. We would love for you to sign up and get involved and let us build you up a nice bankroll over the summer and get ready for those big numbers to start coming in for you like we did through college football, NFL, and college basketball. So again, text that word right now. Text the word WIN, W-I-N, to the number 545454. Let me give you this huge blowout for tomorrow and get you set up for really a great summer and building up your bankroll and getting ready for the greatest football season you ever had.
JR, stay safe. Thank you, my friend, and we'll see you in Fiji.
Hey, it is always my pleasure. I hope you get that lake house finished soon. I'm going to see you there. Guys, have a great summer. Be safe. Have fun. And let's go out there and let's make some serious money.